From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama told the world at the United Nations General Assembly to shun war and conflict and instead engage in new diplomatic efforts to resolve conflicts across the globe. Yet, Mr. Obama also defended U.S. military strength and the U.S. campaign against Islamic State insurgents in the Middle East. Now a developing story in Africa. Burkina Faso's army says the elite presidential guard, known as the RSP, that was behind a recent coup attempt is refusing to be disarmed.
The soldiers want some guarantees regarding their safety, because there has been the transitional government said they were open an inquiry regarding the coup, and the soldiers feel they could be in danger of being prosecuted. So they have requested an amnesty before, but so far it hasn't been agreed on. So they are trying to pressure the government to give them some guarantees before being by the weapon.
That's VOA's Emily Yoob in the capital, Ouagadougou. The cabinet is expected to hold an emergency meeting Monday to discuss the situation, and civil society groups are calling for residents to protest. People are, in fact, protesting, and tensions in the city are rising.
Well, right now, I'm on the main square of the capital city, Ouagadougou, and there are some people from the civil society gathering here and just protesting and demanding the RSP to just follow the agreement. And I got told by a colleague also from VOA that there had been an ultimatum given by the army to the RSP to surrender today as soon as possible.
Before the coup, Burkina Faso was planning to hold national elections on October 11th. It is currently unclear when the polls will take place. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.